So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Echad Eimer al Pesach Bezdin v'hasutarin b'yadoi v'sus rochik mimenu kadei she'ireihu. A person holding a flag was positioned at the entrance to Bezdin, and in the distance there was another person on a horse within view of the first person, so that if someone claims to have fresh arguments for acquittal, the first person quickly waves his flag, and the second person on the horse races out to the stoning site and halts the process. Rav Huna says, Pshita li echad eben sheniskel ba, ve'echad eit shenitla ba, ve'echad saif shenerg ba, ve'echad sudde shenechnik ba, kulon mishal tzibur. Bezdin pays for all the material used to execute a person, such as the stone for skila, the pole for hanging, the sword for saif, the scarf for choking, because dimididei lo yamrinan le zil v'leisei v'liktal nafshe, the defendant cannot be obligated to finance his own death. However, by Rav Huna, sudde shemanifim ba, besus shiratz, umamidon mishal mihu. Who pays for the flag and horse that are designated to save the defendant? Do we say kiven atzala didei midideihu, the defendant pays for them because they are for his benefit, or kiven de beidina mechayoven lameved behatzala miditu, Bezdin pays for them because they are obligated to try to save the defendant based on the pasuk b'tzilo eido? The question remains unresolved. The Gemara says, however, hayotzi laharig mashkenais a kurcha lavoina kveshal yain kedei shetitarv daita mistaber mishal tzibur. The public pays for the cup of wine with levoina that they give the defendant to drink in common before his death, because this is derived from the pasuk tenu sheicher la'ovid. Tenu, miditu, the word tenu gives him implies from others. The Mishnah also taught vafilu oimer yeshli limud al atz mizchus, mavziru noisefil arba v'chamish pamim, b'vat sheish mamish bedvarv. And even if the defendant himself claims to have fresh arguments for acquittal, if they seem to have substance, he's returned to Bezdin even four or five times. The Gemara asks, Minoyati, how would the Shliach Bezdin know whether his arguments have substance? And answers, the Mestrinan Lezugad Rabban and a pair of Tamid Chacham would accompany them for this purpose. The next Mishnah continues with the procedure of Skila. Sak the Mishnah, Matzalei Schus Pachuhu, Vimlav Yatzel Lesakal. If Bezdin finds sufficient reason for acquittal, they acquit him, but if not, they take him out to be stoned. The Kruz Yitz Lefanov and the Shliach Bezdin would make the following proclamation. Ish pleni ben pleni yoytzi lisakel al sha'ava aver plenis u pleni pleni edav komishi dei leischus yaviv yilamer lav. This person is being stoned for committing the following transgression, and so were the two witnesses. And whoever knows of any reason for acquittal should come forth and state it before Bezdin. Abaya adds, b'tzarch lemimer b'yoyim pleni b'shol plenis u b'mokim pleni. They also need to mention the date, time, and place of occurrence, because dilma ikadiyadi va'asu umasim lu. Perhaps there are people who can disqualify these edim through hazama and thus save the defendant. Zak the Mishnah, Yirachig Mibes Askila Ki Esra Amis Oimelo his father. When the convicted comes within 10 Amis of the stoning site, he is told to confess his sins. Shekin Derech Kolam Umasin Misvadin, Shekolam Misvadin Yishlechel Kleim Abba. All those who are executed recite Vidud, because one who confesses his sins receives a portion of the world to come. We find this in the incident of Achin, who took items that were forbidden, and as a result the Yidden lost a battle in the city of Ai, and Achin then recited Vidui, and this atoned for his sins. As the pasuk relates that Yeshua told Achin, B'nei simno kavod la'Hashem elikei Yisrael b'ten lo taida. My son, honor Hashem and confess to him. And Achin did confess, as the pasuk states, V'yan Achin as Yeshua b'yemer, Amna anechi chatas la'Hashem elikei Yisrael k'zayis u'k'zayis asisi. And Achin's confession atoned for his sins because the pasuk relates that Yeshua told Achin, "V'yem Yeshua ma'achar tane achar yacharcha Hashem b'yem hazeh v'yem hazeh ata achar v'yata achar lo'im haba." Only in this world are you tainted, but in the world to come you will be cleansed. Mishnah continues, "V'im eni yadel izvadus emeloi amar tehei misasi kapar al kol b'noisai." If the defendant does not know how to recite vidui because he does not remember other sins that he might have committed, Bezdin tells him to declare that his death shall atone for all his sins. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im hoy yedeh shehu mezumim, oimer tei misasi kapara kol b'naisei chutz me'oven zeh." If the defendant knows that he is innocent and these were false witnesses, he should declare that his death shall atone for all his other sins, but not for this sin. The Chacham disagree and say that he should not declare chutz me'oven zeh, because im ken yu kol adam oimer ken kedei lanakas asma, all defendants, even those that are guilty, will say this to appear innocent, and this will malign the edim and bezdin. The Gemara elaborates on the incident of Achin, and from the pasuk of his confession cited in the Mishnah. The Gemara derives Malamit Shemal Achin b'shloi shecharamim, shnayim b'mei Moshe ve'echad b'mei Yeshua. Achin committed this transgression three times, twice in the days of Moshe and once in the days of Yeshua, which are alluded to in the three words, chatasi v'kezayis v'kezayis. Another opinion says chamisha, arba b'mei Moshe ve'echad b'mei Yeshua. Achan committed this transgression five times, four times in the days of Moshe, and once in the days of Yeshua, because the two vavs indicate another two times. The Gemara asks, "Bad hashta my time alo yanish." If Achan had committed this aver already in the days of Moshe, why were the Yidden not punished then? To answer this question, the Gemara cites a braisa which quotes the following pasuk regarding Kol Yisrael Arivim Zeh L'Zeh. All Yidden serve as guarantors for each other to ensure that all Yidden keep the Torah mitzvahs. This communal responsibility was accepted by Klai Yisrael on Har Gerizim Har Evil when they entered Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk reads, "Hanestaris L'Hashem L'Keinu V'Niglas Lanu V'Neinu Ad Oilam Lasas as Kol Divrei Torah Zeis." Now this pasuk simply understood as saying that Hanestaris L'Hashem L'Keinu, the hidden private practices of others, is under the purview of Hashem, V'Niglas Lanu V'Neinu Ad Oilam, and the revealed practices of others are our collective responsibility forever. However, Lama Nokud Alonu L'Veneinu V'Al Ayin Shebe Ad. In the Sefer Torah, there are dots above the words lanu l'neinu and above the letter ayin of the word ad, which come to minimize the application of the pasuk. Now, this did not always apply, but only after they entered Eretz Yisrael. And there's a machlekes in the Braisa. And Behuda holds lo onesh al nestaris ad she'av Yisrael seyarden. The nekudas limit the nestaris as follows: niglois ad oilam, they were always arevim for the public affairs of others, even before they crossed the yarden. However, nestaris ad she'av Yisrael seyarden, they became a raven for the private affairs of others only after they crossed the yard and were in Eretz Yisrael. While Rav Nechemya holds, le'onesh al einshin shebegolui ad she'av Yisrael seyarden, the Nekudis limit the Niglois as follows: Nistores ad oilam, they were never a raven for the private affairs of others, even after they crossed the yarden. However, Niglois ad she'av Yisrael seyarden, they became a raven for the public affairs of others only after they crossed the yarden and were in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the answer to the kasha of ad hashta maitam le'onesh depends on the machlekes Rav Yehuda b'Rav Nechemya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds loya aonesh al nestaris at she'av Yisrael seyarden, they were only punished in the times of Yeshua when they were already in Eretz Yisrael because the averus of achin were nestaris hidden since no one knew about them. However, according to Rabbi Nechemya, who holds loya aonesh al einshin shebegalui at she'av Yisrael seyarden, we must say that the averus of achin were niglois known by ishtei uvanav, his wife and children.